Welcome back. I have the opportunity to visit with the Clarinda Community School District and the AD and assistant principal, Eli Bells. Eli, thanks for visiting with me.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to get to visit with you, get caught up with all that's going on in Clarinda. Busy times, isn't it?
I tell you what, it is busy. I would say Allie's saying the same thing too as well. So we're ramping up right here with some spring sports and spring activities. So we're going to get this thing rolling.
You've made the transition fully into spring activities. Let's talk a little bit. Now, I know Thursday afternoon, this afternoon, there's a track meet, right? What time? Tell me about the track meet.
Yeah, we've got our track meet today, and we're doing everything we can to get this thing in. We've got, you know, Drake Relays coming up, and I know teams need some times to get in, but I know with the hopefully you can change the weather for us a little bit for tonight. But we're trying to get that in. Start at 3 o'clock with our field events today, and then we'll start running at 3:45.
Okay.
So it's gonna be our high school co-ed meet. We've got about 27 teams that are in this, so we're gonna ramp this up and get going today.
Okay, so it starts at 3. That's a little earlier than normal, but like you said, you're trying to squeeze this thing in. You want it to happen. That sounds like a lot of teams. 27, is that right?
Yeah, it's pretty full, and we want to try to give everybody an opportunity to be able to run. That's why we kind of like our meet, is we leave some things open for some kids to be able to get the opportunity to run and be in a field event. So it's going to be a busy day today. We're going to get things rocking and rolling here this morning. And, I mean, I'll tell you, Coach Blank and Logan Wood have been some of the biggest helpers to get this thing rolling. So we're gonna do our best to get this thing in today.
Well, fingers crossed, right, that weather cooperates and everyone cooperates and you can get it. I know, boy, it has been kind of a rocky start here for a lot of schools trying to get going with weather that we've had, well, this week, and it's been kind of a bumpy start. But we'll get there, Eli. So
absolutely. We'll find a way. And we got tennis today, too, as well, against Lewis Central. So we're going to be having that happening, too, as well. And it'll be interesting. That one's going to start at 2 o'clock, so we're trying to dodge the weather too as well. So we're going to see what we can do and fit that in and be ready to go.
Okay. How are your numbers looking for tennis, by the way?
You know, summers for our boys tennis, we've got probably about, I think it's around 13 kids that we have out for boys tennis with Coach Bird and the crew there. A couple days back, they played Shenandoah and they had a end up playing a tough team up there in Red Oak, played indoors there, and then also they played St. Albert on the 31st of March and ended up getting a 7-2 victory there. So they've been off and running, and then we've also got a bunch of clubs that are getting ready to have their state events, and it's going to get real busy here pretty soon.
Yeah. Okay, are there other activities? So track is – we're trying to get going with track here, right, get started. But track is underway. Tennis, boys tennis is underway. And
yep.
Are there other spring activities that are going to be ramping up here?
Yeah, so we had our first golf meet on Tuesday, and I don't think people were very happy with me that we had that in that weather, but we got it done, which was a good thing versus Shenandoah, and the girls ended up winning that. Boys ended up losing by 9 strokes, and Taylor Rasmussen and Addie Weinreich were the honors there for our girls meet against Shenandoah. Taylor ended up shooting a 37 and Addie shot a 36, and then Jack Fine over at Shenandoah also shot one under par over there, ended up losing by 9 strokes in that. But we've got our boys and girls tournaments coming up on the 14th. We'll have our first annual Clarinda girls invite that's going to be happening over at the country club, and then Thursday we'll turn around and have our boys golf tournament. And should be a lot of fun. I'm very, you know me, Aaron, I love golf just as much as anybody.
Yep.
So we also decided to dedicate those two tournaments. So the girls' tournament's going to be to Alice Varley. She'll be kind of she's the name of our tournament. And then Larry Scherf is going to be for our Clarinda tournament for the boys' side. So we're
very cool.
Trying to make it unique and have some people a part of the community that golf means a lot to and have impacted our student-athletes. So we're going to have those tournaments coming up, and then our middle school relays will turn around. We'll have that one happening on the 16th for our boys middle school, and then the 21st we will have our girls track meet, and then it's going to be May here before we know it.
Absolutely. You know, the thing about spring sport, and in particular track meets, it takes a lot of people, a lot of volunteers, a lot of, I mean, it's not, you know, and it, you know, any sporting event, high school sporting event, is going to require a number of people to get it done. But when you're talking a track meet with the number of students and the number of events, everyone involved, it really takes a lot of orchestration to bring those events together. So hats off to you for that.
You know, we're pretty fortunate here at Clarinda that we've got people coming out from everywhere that wants to be able to help out with our track meets. And even with moving stuff up, we've got people that are taking off work today to try to be able to get to the track meet in time to help. And we've even got some coaches that have volunteered to help with the meet to get things started, to get their kids the opportunity to be able to participate. So it's going to be a busy one today. I hope the weather holds off and we can get off and running. And then also, Aaron, I want to mention to you, we've got three clubs in particular. FFA's got state the 20th and the 21st, and we've got about, oh geez, I'm going to say 26 kids that qualified for state for FFA, and then our FCCLA. Yeah, it was. I'm going to actually go up and watch that on the 20th. I was very impressed by their banquet, and Mr. Johnson does a great job with our FFA program, and it was very impressive to see that. And FCCLA, the chapter, had a successful trip to the state convention. A lot of students that were able to participate in that. And then our National History Day kids too, as well, ended up having another great job from their districts in advance of state. And then even band this weekend is going to host the ensemble here at Clarinda. So we'll have about another 200 some students that'll be here on Saturday.
That's absolutely, well, a lot going on. You're not joking, Eli. There's a lot going on. Eli
Basil. I know, right? It just feels like one thing after the next, but that's how we like it here. We want to give our kids the best opportunity to be able to compete, to be able to do what they want to be able to do, and heck, and even cheer. We had six members that were at the All-Star Cheer for the IBCA just a couple weeks back, so it's fun to see our kids involved and see what's going on here in Clarinda.
You bet. Eli Bell's with me, AD and assistant principal with the Clarinda Community School District. One of the other things, we're not there yet, Eli, but it's coming. I want to look ahead. I want to jump forward and fast forward into baseball season, which will be this summer. But you have an event that you're actually planning for and working toward now, kind of a special event. Tell me about that game that will take place down in St. Louis.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate. Atlantic gave us a phone call and they got selected to play at the St. Louis Cardinals Stadium over in St. Louis. And kind of the opportunity that we have is we get to play Atlantic in a baseball game over at Busch Stadium and play where the big leaguers play.
Busch Stadium. Yeah.
It's on June 28th on a Sunday, and we've got, you know, each team's going to sell 700 tickets, and we're getting to that point right now. We've got probably close to 300 that are sold. It's taking a little time, but we're going to make sure we get there to give the kids the opportunity, and it's $27. You get to watch the Miami Marlins game that's going to play before us at 1 o'clock, and then they turn around and get the field ready for us to play the nightcap, and $27, you get a soda and a hot dog with it, and you get to watch a couple good baseball games.
That's a pretty reasonable price. Last time I was at a game, I paid way more than that for a ticket and a hot dog. I mean, and you get to watch two games. You get, like Absolutely. You say, the game prior to that. And then also, what an experience to get to play on that field. That's a pretty cool thing with their public address announcer and everything, right?
Absolutely. You get the full experience. You're in the dugouts. You're in the bullpens. And they make it try to feel as much as an MLB game as it is with the big leaguers playing. And, you know, if you're interested in buying tickets, you can always call our front office here at the school. You can also check out our Facebook page. We have Google links that are on there to reserve some tickets, and we'll make sure we get them sold to you.
Very good. Now, the Facebook page, is that an activities Facebook page or is that the school's Facebook page?
It is our activities page, so it's Clarinda Activities. You're able to hop on there, and there's some posts and some links on there that you're able to go up and get those tickets if you need to. Otherwise, you're always welcome to call up front to the high school here, and we'll make sure we get your hands on some tickets and be able to support us.
Very good. Eli Bell's with me. Anything else, Eli, we need to touch on? So get those tickets now. You still have tickets available, and just plan on making that trip down this summer and, and join that game. That'd be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Let's just hope the weather holds off today and we'll be in good shape.
Very good. Pleasure to visit with you, Eli. Thank you for your time.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, Aaron.